Why don't you do this? It's your pumpkin.
I'm not the one who wants to get rid of it.
We wouldn't be arguing about it at all if you hadn't put it here. Grandma fluffed the ends of her triangle-shaped head of hair.
Just vanish it, Dylan. That's easy.
Right. Sounded easy. I rubbed my hands together.
Grandma, could you shut the door?
My baby sister Reed called out from the living room.
It's getting cold.
Grandma glanced back.
Yes, but first Dylan has to bind the pumpkin from speaking.
What? Sorry, I said. I thought I was vanishing it. Grandma cleared her throat.
Ahem. You must magically tape the pumpkin's mouth so that it doesn't run off and tell other pumpkins or anyone else our deepest secrets.
Who was this pumpkin, a reporter for Us Weekly? What sort of stuff do you mean, like Sarah waxes her upper lip?
I heard that,
she griped from the couch. I looked at the slopping heap of orange, black, and green, its once amused grin now a deformed hole. Are you serious? Grandma nodded.
So shall it be written, so shall it be done.
What?
She's quoting Moses, Sarah said.
No, she's not,
Nan said, dusting a patch of flour from her house coat.
Ramses said that.
Sarah frowned.
He did?
He certainly did. Who could forget that hunky Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments? I had every one of his lines memorized.
Good to know,
Sarah said. Grandma studied me.
Go for it, Dylan. There's no time to lose but the present. Bind the mouth.
With what, exactly? I asked. She pulled a roll of duct tape from her pocket.
With this?
I folded my arms.
Do you always walk around with tape in your pocket?
No, but I knew you'd force me to get rid of the pumpkin, so I brought it out.
I snapped off a line of tape and extended my hands toward the ghoulish blob.
Oh, be careful, he bites.
I stopped, glanced at her. Are you kidding? You're joking, right? She shook her head.
Oh, no, he bites.
He?
Of course. What other sex would a pumpkin head be?
I shrugged. Perhaps it would be, I don't know, sexless? She shook her head.
Oh, definitely not.
I flapped my hands, loosening them so they'd be as dexterous as possible. I envisioned the tape sticking straight over the deranged grin and sealing it shut. That's how magic works, you see. So shall it be seen in the mind, so shall it be done. The ghoulish orange mass puckered its lips and chomped. It gnashed the air like a rabid vegetable intent on passing its nasty disease to anyone stupid enough to get close. Ah! I dropped on my behind, a zinger of pain shooting up my spine. What the... Grandma smiled.
I told you to watch out.
But it...
Wrangle it, Dylan. You can do it,
Grandma said, cheering me on. I brushed away a lock of dark hair that had dived into my face. Since you know so much about it, care to give me any pointers? She closed her eyes, swaying to the frigid breeze.
Feel the magic. Be one with it.
Someone's about to be one with my fist if that door doesn't shut.
Reed shouted. I rose and crossed to the screen. My baby sister lay on the couch, a tablet in her hands, earbuds in her ears, and her Converse-clad feet tapping out a rhythm only she could hear. I smacked the doorframe. What's with the violence, baby sister? We don't need any of that.
I'm cold,
she whined, like any battle-weary 18-year-old who had nothing better to do than skim social media all day. We'll shut the door in just a sec. Put a sweater on. Grandma's probably got one with sparkle reindeer you could wear. Reed rolled her eyes and returned to scrolling her tablet. My gaze cut back to the pumpkin. Sarah, you sure you don't want to do this?
Oh, I'm sure. I like watching too much.
But you're better at this sort of thing than I am. Sarah laughed.
Dylan, a few months ago you defeated a witch who was stealing magic. I'm pretty sure you can place a piece of tape over a pumpkin's mouth.
I rolled my eyes. Sure, no problem. Exhaling, I glared at the grotesque bygone jack-o'-lantern and braced myself. Power flared in my core, rushing over my skin, making the hairs on my arms tingle. The pumpkin gnashed, its strange, unholy lips flapping.